This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 18, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda today is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Audit of State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama, SDA A11-22, and agenda document number 14-18. I understand Nicole Burgess and Kendrick Smith of the Audit Division with Tom Hintermeister are here. And I take it you have a presentation to make?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, good afternoon, all. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama. This memorandum presents one matter, finding one record keeping for employees. For 2009 and 2010, the audit staff identified payments to the State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama employees totaling $279,429, for which monthly payroll logs were not maintained. All of these individuals were paid with an allocation of federal and non-federal funds and disclosed on Schedule H-4 or exclusively with non-federal funds during a given month. The audit staff recommends that the Commission find that the State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama failed to maintain logs to document the time employees spent on federal election activity for employees, totaling $279,429. Thank you.
What was the total that paid exclusively with non-federal funds for certain months?
$30,499.
And that's $30,499 of the total $279,429?
Yes.
Any questions or comments of Ms. Burgess?
Just one comment at the risk of sounding like a broken record, but I want to reiterate what I've mentioned before, that the audit doesn't identify the amount that each committee paid to contract workers for which the committees did not maintain logs documenting the time that those workers spent on federal election activity. And it's my view that this information should be included in the record-keeping finding.
Any questions or comments? Madam Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yes. In A11-22, State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama, there are two motions. I move approval of the recommendation for the record-keeping finding as set forth in agenda document number 14-18. Including the failure to keep monthly time logs for the $279,429 in payroll consisting of payments allocated between federal and non-federal funds and 100% non-federal payments, subject to an amendment to include the $110,908 paid to contract workers.
Any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
No. The motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Weintraub, Walther, and Vice Chair Ravel voting yea, and Commissioners Hunter, Peterson, and Goodman voting no.
Next motion. In A11-22, State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama, I move approval of the recommendation for the record-keeping finding as set forth in agenda document number 14-18 related to the failure to keep monthly time logs for the $248,930 in payroll allocated between federal and non-federal funds. And I further move that the audit division be directed to include in the proposed final audit report an additional issue section addressing the $30,499 for 100% non-federal payments.
Madam Secretary, do you mean to repeat that or do you? Okay.
No, thank you.
Any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of people who aren't following, we're kind of collapsing these two issues. There's the contract workers issue, which the Vice Chair and Commissioner Walther and I think ought to be included, and that was the first motion. And in the second motion, the we also believe the $30,499 in non-federal payments required records, and as recommended by our audit division, and those should have been included in the finding. But we're cutting to the chase here with this motion to move that to the additional issues section, because we could have done this in three motions, but we're doing it in two, on the assumption that there would not have been support for a motion to take out the contract workers but keep in the non-federal payments. So we're just kind of, as I said, cutting to the chase and moving that to additional issues, because we knew there wouldn't be support for that in the main document. So, as I said, we could have done that in three motions, but we kind of collapsed it, and that's why our motion says move it to additional issues, although we actually believe it would have been, it should have been in the main body of the report as recommended by the auditors. And I hope that actually added clarity and not more confusion.
Any other questions or comments of commissioners? Hearing none, all in favor of the pending motion signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. This brings us to the last item on today's agenda, Ms. Orok. Are there any management or administrative matters which the commission must address today?
There are none.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.